Yutes Menachem Abba holding the Sivim Kutzadi Gvavalacha test. And we're going to Halachacha. So we're discussing when it comes to someone that died on Shabbos. Someone that dies on Shabbos, so you're not allowed to bury him on that day. So therefore, the Aninus doesn't kick in. And therefore, if that person is permitted to meat, wine, chayv, and all the mitzvahs. The only thing that we don't, that the person is not allowed to do is what's called Aveus Betzina, which means marital relations, and also Talmud Torah, which is interesting. Chiddush is a debate about that, Machlok is about that. But the Pashut Pesach, because these are things that are not public, so therefore they apply even on Shabbos. Now, if he's a Shliach Tzibu, so if there's someone else that could daven, he should not daven. If there's no one else, he could daven. If the person has, meaning the person that was that was Nifter for him, a relative, that means the father or mother was Nifter, so you could actually say Kaddish. Where there's no other Avilim. Now, this is only true because in the old days they used to fight out who takes the Kaddish, but today everyone says Kaddish, it's not a problem to say Kaddish. It's a very interesting concept that to say Kaddish before the actual burial took place. Now, if the Einan, the person that just lost a relative, is an Ava ready for a father or mother and has a Yortzeit, so then they could certainly say Kaddish like anyone else. Now, what does an Einan? So someone, again, lost a relative on Shabbos. So right before Shabbos ends, they should say Kriyat Shema. Why do they say Kriyat Shema? That's to be Mekabel Olmacho Shemayim. But everything else, then now Aninus kicks in, and therefore there's no brachas, there's no davening, mar, there's no Avdallah. They're allowed to eat, which is interesting. You're allowed to eat before Avdallah. And after the mace is buried, so then they should do Avdallah on the Kois. And if it's ready by the morning, so then the Halacha is that they still do Avdallah, because they do Avdallah until Tuesday, but Ner and Besamim are not done. Shach is a person davens, and what's interesting, he doesn't say Atochanan Tanum. So this is also the discussion if there's an inyan bichlal of what's called tashlumi manat. In any case, if a person in Eretz, now by the way, there's a machzis shekel. This is actually to make Avdallah early after plague, but we're not knowing to do that. It could get complicated, you could get confused, end up doing fire chas v'shalom on Shabbos. So bottom line is he doesn't do Avdallah, doesn't do anything until the morning. When it comes to if someone has to do something right after Shabbos, they're allowed to actually go close to the tchum. Now, the chiddush is if he's going close to the tchum, meaning to the where he's going to have to take care of something right after Shabbos, and he's walking on Shabbos itself, so therefore the aninus take place because he's now doing something for the kura. The whole reason why aninus doesn't take place is because he's not doing anything for the sake of the mace. It's a very interesting concept to have actually aninus on Shabbos because of the fact that he's engaged in doing things for the mace. When it comes to a mace on Erev Shabbos, so at that point, if it's ready mincha time and there's no way to bury the mace, so he does daven, because again, it's like aninus doesn't take place anymore. If someone dies on the first day of Yontov, and he wants to bury him through using non-Jews, so the aninus kicks in right away, because in the old days, they used to actually use non-Jews. Even today, they sometimes do this, but rarely. Yontov Sheni, that is more common to do, to use non-Jews, and even a Jew technically could do so, and therefore, according to the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, the aninus is chal. But Moshe finds and writes that today Aminig is not to use, not to bury on Yom Tov Shein usually, and therefore Aninus does not, kick in. Someone else, so that's what the kids also discuss, if someone has to bury someone on Yom Tov Shein at night, since Aminig is not to do until the day, also Aninus doesn't take in. But so again, if Aninus would kick in, he wouldn't say Kiddush, he wouldn't eat meat, he wouldn't drink wine. But as the Kitzur says, Yom Tov Rishon, or even Lel Yom Tov Sheni, since the minig is not to do so until, not to take care of the mace until the daytime of the second day, so therefore there's no din of aninus. Someone is an enemy to Yom Tov, he has only the next day to do Havdalah. After that, we don't have any makeup for Yom Tov. Someone that's an Einan has a child to circumcise. If they could bury before everyone leaves shul, they should do so. But otherwise, Mila comes before the burial, and therefore they're going to do the Mila. What's interesting is that he can make the bracha lechnisa. So the sandek makes the bracha lechnisa bivrisha shavam avinu. An einen leil, meaning leil pesach, leil night of er pesach, which is yudad b'nisan, where there's a mitzvah to be beidik tachomet. So he should make a shaliach. And kol chamir, of course, he should say by himself. He's the one that's being mevatel it. Einen on the night of sviya sayim, he shouldn't count the night. Rather, he should count the day without a bracha. This way he saves himself. If he sees that it's going to be the levai is taking place all the way until throughout the day, he should count without a bracha. This way he saves himself, they'll be able to count the next day. Someone who is in tfisa, Allah aleinu, a person is the governing official, basically not releasing the body, which can happen. So the halacha is that, he's asking for money, whatever it is, and therefore the krovim can't do anything. So aninus is not chal, but also a strange thing, avelus is not chal either, because they never gave up on burying him. So they're waiting to basically work out a deal. Similarly, if the Chayv HaMeis, relatives of the Meis, are in themselves in jail, so they can't be busy with Tzarech HaMeis, they don't have the din of Aninus on them, but they would have the din of Avelus. Have a beautiful day.